Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Assemblyman West Chesbrough's office announced today that the Westside Community Improvement Association has been awarded more than $3 million in a state grant to build a community center and a park at the former Jefferson School site on Eureka's west side. The money will be used to build a playground, community garden, walking paths, basketball and bocce courts, along with the renovations of the existing buildings on the site for a community room and library. The grant comes from Proposition 84 funds, and Chesbrough said in a statement that the grant will directly benefit all of Eureka, and the whole community owes a huge thanks to the WCIA for its efforts. In other news from Assemblyman Chesbrough's office, a bill sponsored by Chesbrough to reimburse Mendocino County has moved to the Appropriations Committee for consideration. The bill, 1863, seeks to reimburse Mendocino County to the tune of $40,000 for expenses tied to the 36-day manhunt of a murder suspect who fled to the hills. Mendocino County footed the bill for outside assistance in housing and feeding other law enforcement officials while they searched for the killer of Fort Bragg resident Jerry Mello. In addition to the reimbursement, the bill also sets up a framework for further extraordinary events so that small rural departments are not harmed financially and can apply for reimbursement. The bill has the backing of the State Sheriff's Association and will now be heard in the Assembly Appropriations Committee before moving on to the full legislature. Officers from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 10 block of Harris Street yesterday. After officers forced the door, they detained three adults, 19-year-old Tyler Abbott, 20-year-old Marcus Shirley, along with an adult female who was later released without being arrested or charged. Also detained was a 17-year-old juvenile female, and a search of the subjects and the residence turned up narcotics, marijuana, and drug sales paraphernalia. Officers confiscated 9 grams of heroin, a few ounces of marijuana, $7,000 in cash, and that paraphernalia. Abbott and Shirley were both arrested and booked on several drug-related charges, as was the 17-year-old juvenile, who was found to be in possession of more than 4 grams of methamphetamine. She was booked into juvenile hall. Abbott may also face child endangerment charges for his relationship with the juvenile. And Fortuna Police, acting on a tip from the Fairfield Police Department and working with the U.S. Marshals Service, arrested 40-year-old Warren Sloan yesterday. Sloan, wanted for murder, was spotted by a Fortuna officer on South Fortuna Boulevard near the Six Rivers Motel, and he was taken into custody without incident. Sloan is wanted for the stabbing death of a 19-year-old woman in an incident that took place in late March. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 48-year-old Eureka resident Michael Myers faces 25 years to life in prison after being convicted of possession of heroin for sale and maintaining a residence for the purpose of heroin sales. In March of last year, Eureka police searched Myers' residence on California Street and confiscated more than 2 grams of heroin in evidence of drug sales activity. Myers, who was on parole at the time, has 4 prior felony convictions and has served 2 terms in prison and also has 2 strikes against him. He faces a life sentence for that 3rd strike, and he'll be sentenced on May 14th. A Tehama County Sheriff's deputy stopped a Ferndale man near Red Bluff on Tuesday, and a search of the vehicle turned up 40 cloned marijuana starter plants in the trunk, along with $8,000 in cash and other controlled substances, according to the Daily News and Sheriff's logs. The man, 25-year-old Julian Henneberry, also known as Julian Van Tran, was arrested and booked into the Tehama County Jail, and his bail was set at $75,000. And Humboldt County has awarded a construction contract for the rehabilitation of Humboldt Hill Road to Mercer Fraser. The work will begin on Monday, weather permitting, and the project will include replacing the asphalt pavement and building sidewalks on the west side of the road from Country Club Market to Stanford Drive. So be prepared for workers on the street. And that's your North Coast News on this rainy Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.